This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The nation is paying homage to Mahatma Gandhi on his 77th death anniversary and Martyrs' Day ceremony today. On this occasion, a Sarv Dharm Prarthana was held at Gandhi Samadhi, Rajghat in New Delhi this morning. President Draupadi Murmu laid a wreath at the Samadhi of Mahatma Gandhi in the national capital. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi also paid floral tributes at the memorial of Mahatma Gandhi on the occasion. Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Manohar Lal, Chiefs of all the three services and the Chief of Defence Staff were also present. Every year, on the 30th of January, the nation honours the life and legacy of Mahatma Gandhi, who was the guiding light of India's struggle for independence. This day is also observed as Martyrs' Day or Shaheed Divas, which marks a moment of reflection on the profound sacrifices made in the pursuit of freedom. The all-party meeting ahead of the budget session of the parliament is underway in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Health Minister J.P. Nadda, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijuju, Congress MP Jai Ram Ramesh and Gaurav Gogoi, TMC MP Sudeep Bandopadhyay, Samajwadi Party MP Ram Gopal Yadav and BJD MP Susmit Patra, DMK MP T.R. Balu, among others, are in attendance at the meeting. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure a smooth functioning of the parliament session. The budget session will begin tomorrow with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to a joint sitting of both houses of parliament. After the president's address, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will table the economic survey. The Union Budget 2025-26 will be presented by the Finance Minister on Saturday. The Election Commission today directed Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal to file a specific and pointed reply to its notice related to his allegations of poisoning Yamuna River by tomorrow morning. The Commission, in its letter to Mr. Kejriwal, has asked him to submit his reply on his comments without mixing it with an ongoing, long-standing and legally governed issues of increased levels of ammonia. The Commission, while going through Mr. Kejriwal's reply to its notice, said, "The response by Mr. Kejriwal is entirely silent on the statement of poisoning of River Yamuna by BJP-led Haryana government." In US, a passenger aircraft collided mid-air with a US Army Black Hawk helicopter near Reagan National Airport outside Washington, D.C. The Federal Aviation Administration said the collision happened on approach to runway at the airport around 9 local time on Wednesday. The aircraft was on its way from Kansas to Washington, D.C. with 60 passengers and 4 crew members. The helicopter was on a training flight with 3 soldiers. According to local media reports, 18 bodies have been recovered so far. However, there are no confirmed casualties at this time. Israel and Hamas are set to conduct their third hostage prisoner exchange today as part of an ongoing ceasefire agreement aimed at de-escalating the Gaza conflict. The exchange will see the release of 3 Israeli captives identified by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office alongside 5 Thai nationals held in Gaza. The fourth exchange is reportedly scheduled for the coming weekend. Democratic U.S. lawmaker Ro Khanna has announced that Republican colleague Rich McCormick will join him as the co-chair of the bipartisan Congressional Caucus on India, replacing Mike Walls, who is now the National Security Advisor to President Donald Trump. The India Caucus is committed to strengthening the relationship between the U.S. and India. In chess, India's Domaraju Gokesh continued his dominant run at the 2025 Tata Steel Chess Tournament in Wijkenzee, the Netherlands. He defeated Dutch Grandmaster Max Woerdenbaum in round 10 to maintain his lead in the Masters category last night. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading in positive territory in the afternoon trade today, led by oil and gas and realty sectors. The 30-share BSE Sensex gained 304 points or 0.4% to 76,837 and the NSE Nifty 50 added 121 points or 0.52% to 23,284. And with that, we end this news bulletin.